passing out at the ball game. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Overnight, Andrew Rector has become the most famous baseball fan in New York. He's the man who was caught on ESPN snoozing during the fourth inning of the April 13th Yankees-Red Sox game at Yankee Stadium.
It's not the place you come to sleep, tell you what, though. How comfortable is that?
And the video clip would have been long forgotten, except that this week, Andrew Rector sued the announcers, ESPN, and baseball for $10 million, claiming he was the victim of a, quote, avalanche of disparaging words.
We got to see how long this guy's out for.
It's only the fourth inning.
And of course, now with the lawsuit, everyone's piling on Andrew. But let's look at the other side for a moment. Because in baseball, there are games where the pitching is so good that what you have is essentially a 2.5 hour game of catch, occasionally interrupted by a hit, which usually occurs while you're either in line for a beer, drinking the beer, or at the restroom expelling the beer. The reason most of your legendary announcers are baseball announcers is because it takes real talent and considerable stamina to fill the yawning gaps generated by the typical baseball game. Which is why, even though Ryan Roberts was at bat and took four pitches, the camera and the announcers focused on Andrew Rector for a minute and 10 seconds.
He seemed comfortable. It didn't look like he just started to sleep.
Because at that point in the fourth inning, the most interesting thing going on in Yankee Stadium was that a man had fallen asleep. Which says as much about baseball as it does about him. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.